Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha today with the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Ikar, we're going to discuss the halacha of going to mikvah, but just a few quick halachas before that is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Si'iv Dalet brings down that you should go take a shower and mistaprim, and we also take a haircut in honor of the Yontav, in honor of Rosh Hashanah, because we want to show that we are confident and betuchin bechasto yisbarach, that we're confident in Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to be moti our din to tzedek mishpatenu, and especially after doing tshuva, Hashem is going to accept our tshuva. So that is something that's very important. The Ben Ish Chai brings down that Alpi Nister, that when you take a haircut, you're removing the kochos adinim, and you're kaim the mitzvah of peos. It's a very big thing to do dafka on Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, the Aleph Magen brings down that if a person, as often the case, is going to be choshish, that he's not going to be able to get a haircut because he's so busy on Erev Rosh Hashanah, then he's allowed to get the haircut the day before, the kavod, the chag. And what about if somebody just got a haircut the week before, so you could even nicker that he got a haircut? So the Baal Mechaber Yemei Rachim asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky the Shaila, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky still said that it's better to get a haircut again on the kavod Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky pointed out that a melech is mistaper b'chol yom. A melech can get a haircut every day. So we see it's definitely kavod yantiv, even though you just got a haircut a week before, and you could still tell you got a haircut. It would be a kiyum to get a haircut again the kavod Rosh Hashanah. Now, the big minhag is that it's based on the Ramah that a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So where does this come from? There's some very early sources in the reason, and there's nafkaminas, and there's differences why that should be, why a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we'll go through all the sources of Ezra Shem. The Kolbo brings down really early Rishon, that Nagel Kol Yisrael, that we go to the mikvah specifically on Erev Rosh Hashanah Kippur, because normally a Baal carries Aser B'Tfilah based on the Gemara and Brachos. However, we know that Batla L'Tfilusa, generally we canceled out that Gzira, because it's Gzira, Shein Rav HaTzibur Yechom Na'aman Ba. So that is because generally it's very cold, and he says that the Tfilah Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, they need a special Tara Me'od, and then still not cold, so that reason doesn't necessarily apply. So we're makbid for basically it's extra chumrah. Generally, we're not so makbid on Takanas Ezra throughout the year. On Erev Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we're going to be extra makbid on Takanas Ezra, that a person who has a seminal mission come out of his body should not daven. So that we're going to be makbid that he should go to the mikvah in order to go into Bekidusha Vitara, go into Rosh Hashanah. The Darki Moshe brings down Tovka Ve'alef, brings down. The Ramah also says, Yeshon Liplai Rosh Hashanah Mishum Keri. The Mishmer writes, if that's the case, it's all because of carry, if it's all because of a seminal mission, then if you don't have the option of going to the mikvah, this actually happened last year, a lot of people were afraid, besides corona, and they thought it was a lot of rabbanim in America were backbit about that for shach of being careful with corona, so they said that you should not go to the mikvah, rather you should, if you had a swimming pool, do that, but if not that, then you should take a shower with Tisha Kabin, and you would be yotze with the Tisha Kabin, and you would be yotze if you have the amount of Tisha Kabin, as long as a 5 to 7 minute shower for sure, that would be the amount of water b'diavid. If you're stuck, it's a shailah, and some of the achronim, there seems to be a consensus, many held that it does work, but there's a problem, maybe the showers mechubar the karpa, or maybe the little spouts are more than one kli. I'm not getting into the pratim about the halachas of a shower, but there are some, the chazanish was makbid about this pronounce, I believe also said that it's okay to use a shower. Many of the poskim, I think Rosh Shechter said last year that it's okay. Rav Neuberger, I know, was handling the shower. He didn't think it was an issue. So that would work in a case if you go like the first answer. However, there's a few more answers we have to discuss over here. The second answer is based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which says, Rav Yitzchak says, Chayav Adam Matara Atzma Beregel. The Gemara in Tezayin in Rosh Hashanah tells us a person has to be Matara himself for the regel. So that's a shaila. Does that apply, first of all, two questions we've discussed, does that apply bisman hazeh? Maybe it's only chayav latara tumah beregel because of tumah v'tara purpose. The second thing is only l'sholosh regalim, but that applies to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which are not necessarily one of the regalim. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's pashut that the whole reason that you have to do this is for the reason of to be tarav for the korbanos you have to bring for the re'iya and the chagiga and shalmei simcha, that you can't do that betumah. So that's clear that that's the reason. So therefore that halacha should not apply bisman hazeh. And the shari tshuva tumah tafkuf chavtes kotet shagitz aryeh. However, the Rush in Yuma, in Parakas, Simon Chav Dalet in the Tor, Nor Chaim Simon Tafresh Gimel, They explain seemingly that first of all that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and even Zman Hazeh we have no Beis Hamikdash, that this might be there might be a concept of including that in the Chayav Adam Mataratz on the Regel. And once you hold that, the Tzlach held that this applies Bizman Hazeh, even though there is no Re'iyah in Chagiga, that it's a Gzeres HaKasiv that you should do it on all the Yamim Tomim, and the Chora that might even include Rosh and Yom Kippur, and the Bach says that it's Meduyak in the Rush, because the Rush said was saying that we don't make a Bracha Bizman Hazeh. So that's all about making a bracha. So we still learn that Rabbi Yitzchak, who was after this man of Beis Hamikdash was Chariv, he still said Chayav Adam Mataratz Regel wasn't talking about others because he's talking about the time of Beis Hamikdash Kayim. But the Bach HaTayin is no, he was talking about Bizman Hazeh, and therefore that would be a kiyum of going to the mikvah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this further. And the Siman Kuf Chav Ches, he brings down B'Shein the Prima Gadin that a person should go to the mikvah on Erev Yantav Kedei Lahat the Taratz Beregel. That in order to do that, to be Mekayim this din of Taratz Beregel, and that's something that a person accomplishes. Now, there's also another reason why a person might be going to the mikvah. That's based more on the Kabbalistic reasons that the Shla and the Kaf HaChaim bring down, that the person goes in Erev Rosh Hashanah, not just because of Keri, but the Taras HaGuf is Kedushas HaNefesh, that we know that the more Kabbalistic and Kabbalah reasons of going to the mikvah, and it's not just Kabbalah, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that it's clearly Mizakah one's davening and makes his davening more pure. Rabbeinu Yonah is a Rishon, and not giving necessarily the Kabbalistic reason. He says there that that's the reason to go to the mikvah in Brachos, and just in general about going to the mikvah, he brings that down. So, and the Shlub brings this down that even if you're not makbid the whole year round, you should be makbid here because you're being mashlech alav kol atumos and kol masharos the whole year. All your bad thoughts and everything bad for the whole year is removed when you go to the mikvah. And he says, "Mechol regel v'regel chayev to do this." And kol v'chomer, he says, "You'd be chayev to do this in honor of Rosh Hashanah." And the Chayadim writes based on this that it's the kedushas ayamto shabo and the inyani nister shabo and the more the kabbalistic reasons. So then you shouldn't go before an hour before chatzos hayom. And the Mishnah Berurah is makel up until 2 hours. But clearly, if the Mishnah Berurah is quoting this halacha, but not going until 2 hours before Rosh Hashanah, so we see that he is being cautious a little bit for this Kabbalistic concept about going to the mikvah and the sort of Asher Shavadot speaks very big things also about going to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and for sure it's a Chiyuv Gadol to go on, generally on Erev Shabbos and even on Kol Shekein on Erev Yantav, and based on the Rishis Chachma, even more stark, the Rishis Chachma says that a person who doesn't go on Erev Shabbos is not going to at a certain Bechina get his Neshama Yisrael. That's a very scary thing from the Rishis Chachma. So that's the reason more Kabbalistic reasons why we need to go. There's another reason Darkei Moshe brings down, maybe that we go on Erev Yom Kippur, maybe not because of Keri, because of Tshuva, like Ger Miskaya we go, and then maybe if that's the case, you should be Tovel 3 times. That would be more on Yom Kippur. Maybe that apply in Rosh Hashanah as well, the inyan of doing Tshuva. So all these different reasons are reasons to go to the mikvah. That's something that's a very prevalent minhag, especially if it's accessible. Minhag, and there's many, many mikvahs, Baruch Hashem, that are accessible in Eretz Yisrael. In America also, there's a lot of minhag, there's a lot of mikvahs at very kedai if we could kind this din for all these different reasons. Rosh Hashanah says, enough with this. Based on the Mikubalim, I don't know where gets this from, because again, the Rishis Chachma and the Kabbalah do speak very, very, very in favor of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos as well. But Rav Shechter likes to bring down that the kedusha of Yom Tov, he always quotes the B'shein Mekubalim. I never found this inside, but he quotes the B'shein Mekubalim that the kedusha of Shabbos is so strong that you don't need to go to the mikvah. It's not like a mamash shechir to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, because the kedusha of Shabbos is so strong, you'll get the kedusha of Shabbos, you'll bask in the kedusha of Shabbos without having to go to the mikvah. However, the kedusha of Yom Tov, which is a lower level kedusha, we know it's less sheshalios, it's different halachas, and it's less Kaddosh than Shabbos. So therefore, you need to go to the mikvah in order to prepare yourself and to be mekabel the kedusha of Yantav, which is less kedusha, to be mashpia on you and to have an influence on you. You need to go to the mikvah to prepare yourself for that. But either way, whatever the reason is, this is a very strong minhag that we have. A person should try to go to the mikvah. Again, if the person is choshish for sakana reasons of the mikvah or other things, then obviously consult your rav whether it's kedai to go. I'm sorry about a little bit of overtime. Just I wanted to get all this inyan about going to mikvah in one shir, about going to mikvah on Erev Hashanah. Baruch Hashem, will pick up with a few more halachas Erev Hashanah and already start getting into Hadlakas Neiros Yom Tov and the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hashem tomorrow's daily halacha.